SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson listing some of President Trump's accomplishments during his very first week in the Oval Office.
He ended catch and release. He shut down the ridiculous CBP One app. He began restoring American energy dominance already, restored merit-based hiring for the federal government and eliminated DEI initiatives, ended the radical gender ideology madness, and revoked the security clearances of the former intelligence officials who signed the bogus and discredited letter about Hunter Biden's laptop.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise telling reporters passage of the Laken-Riley Act hinged on having Republican support in the Senate as well.
And Chuck Schumer made it clear that in a Democrat Senate they had no desire to stand up for women who were assaulted by people here illegally. Joe Biden would not have signed that bill. But now with John Thune, you have the same House majority, but you now have a willing partner in the Senate.
Also, at SRNNews.com, as House Speaker Mike Johnson has noted in the opening days, Mr. Trump has moved quickly to rid the government of the DEI policy.
After the president signed an executive order last week, all government DEI staff were put on paid leave and will eventually be laid off. Meanwhile, federal agencies have canceled staff training and started removing DEI documents from websites. The president's actions are also impacting the private sector. On Friday, Target said it's joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Rain in Southern California helping firefighters to mop up those big wildfires, but potentially heavy downpours have charred some hillsides, and that could bring a toxic ash runoff and possibly mudslides. This is SRN News. Well, no more prayer at the Tulsa City Council meetings.
The body attracted unwanted national attention last year when, in an effort to be inclusive, it allowed a pagan priestess to deliver an invocation before a meeting. Up to then, only Christian prayers had been offered. The uproar was intense, but instead of going back to traditional invocations, the city council has decided to end them altogether, replacing them with a moment of silence. The vote on that issue was 8-1. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Now, lawmakers in Hawaii and also in Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, proposing abortion amendments for 2026. Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers. This is SRN News. Well, it was bound to happen.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts. TikTok was briefly unavailable to the U.S. last weekend, but anyone who had previously downloaded TikTok has been able to use it. Entrepreneurial spirits are hawking phones and tablets that have TikTok and other apps from its parent company, ByteDance. Listings on eBay are asking for as much as $50,000. Or after you catch your breath on that price tag, there are some listed for as low as $340. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Another controversy, looking for a quick fix for their fast-growing electricity diets. Tech giants now looking to strike deals that would let them plug in directly to power plants. More details at SRNNews.com.